About 3 dozen protesters marched down Moreland Avenue Thursday evening. They marched up to Sanders Avenue, which slices the parking lots for a McDonald's and a Wendy's. The protesters then filed into the McDonald's. Connie Ogletree works at a McDonald's in Dunwoody.
I make the corporation the billions and billions and billions of dollars that you all live off of. All I want to do is get enough money to maybe take a vacation once a year with my children.
The protest inside McDonald's was short-lived. In less than 5 minutes, the Atlanta Police Department ordered the ralliers out of the restaurant.
You folks are disrupting this business. You have to leave the area.
Outside, Ogletree accused McDonald's of wage theft.
I love my job. I love working with people, but my employers are unfair because they steal from us. They ask people to work after they've clocked out. They pay people minimum wage, and that's not a livable wage. You can't get a raise.
Roger Sykes is with Atlanta Jobs with Justice, which organized the rally.
We're trying to expose this, make it safe for other workers to come and speak out about these issues and to hold these companies accountable like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King.
Sykes says the rally was inspired by a survey released earlier this week by the group Low Pay Is Not Okay, which has been campaigning to raise the minimum wage for fast food employees to $15. The survey said almost 90% of surveyed fast food workers allege they've been forced to work off the books, denied breaks, or been refused overtime pay. It's the latest development in an ongoing national debate over fast food wages and working conditions. Managers at both McDonald's and Wendy's declined to comment on the rally. McDonald's did not respond to WABE's email. But multiple media reports have a statement from a McDonald's spokesperson. It says the company cautions, quote, against drawing broad conclusions based on a small, random, informal sampling. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.